Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm so glad you joined us here today. I appreciate the time that you take to listen to our show. We're here to help you thrive. That's what we do with our website. It's called WeHelpYouThrive.com because more than anything else, Kathy and I want to help you thrive. So thank you so much for joining us. Today, we want to motivate the teen spirit in you. Now, some of you that know my background, you know that I actually worked for years as a youth pastor. In fact, I worked my last position as a youth pastor ended when I was 46 years old. It was only just two or three, well, I guess maybe 45 years old. But, you know, just a couple of years ago, I was working still with teens on a full-time basis because I love the spirit that is inside of teenagers, and I love helping all of us live in that place of expectancy and of real excitement for what can be in life, regardless of what age we are. And so today we want to talk about how to motivate the teen spirit inside of you. I'm joined by perhaps one of the most amazingly talented people in dealing with youth, somebody who has dedicated her life to helping teach youth emotional integrity and emotional literacy. She's dedicated her whole life to it. So I want you to join with me in welcoming my good friend from Motivating the Masses, the director of the Motivating the Teen Spirit Division of MTM, Miss Tia Ross. Welcome, Tia Ross. Hi, Tia. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
So, Tia, for folks that aren't spoiled like me, that haven't gotten to spend time with you, tell us a little bit about your journey. What's gotten you to this place so far?
Oh, my goodness, Steve. I thank you so much. It has been a journey, so that's a good word for it. It's not a journey that I actually sought out to take or even thought that I would be on. I actually started off putting myself through college as a criminal justice major, wanted to be a youth advocate because of all that I had gone through in my family and my neighborhood. And on that path, I actually started doing some internship with our juvenile justice system here in San Diego. And they actually started to fall in love with me and said, why don't, the minute you graduate, we have a job for you. So I was one of those blessed people that graduated from college and went straight into my career. And I was on a career path to become a youth advocate in our system. So a youth advocate in California is a lawyer for youth and families. And that was where my interest lied. I wanted to be a lawyer for families and represent them in our system. And while I had an ultimate plan, God had a different plan. And so along the way, I actually graduated, started working in a grassroots organization here in San Diego, where we did crisis intervention and we worked with families to help them become self-sufficient. And through that process, I met a lady named Lisa Nichols over 17 years ago. I heard of a program called Motivating the Teen Spirit. I had a caseload of about 27 youth that I was in charge of at the time. I sent two of my youth to her program, and then she wasn't the Lisa Nichols that we all know today. She actually was Motivating the Teen Spirit. And the work changed the lives of two youth that I worked with to the point where it shocked me as a professional. And I said, wow, I've never seen anything that has ever changed the lives of the youth that I work with in as fast of a time and as deep as it did. So we brought Lisa back to the county of San Diego, carved out the budget, a budget I was working with, and brought her into my actual program, and she took over some girls' groups that I had created. Through that process, she and I totally connected, and she asked me, would I be courageous enough to start a different path of my life and learn about personal development in the transformational world? And with my knees knocking and teeth chattering, I went to prayer about it and heard clearly that my path was to get on the road with Lisa Nichols and learn her curriculum and become a part of this movement in the world. And that was over 17 years ago that I was obedient to that. I was walking in faith because it began to build a whole different muscle inside of me called entrepreneurship. So along with living in my purpose around youth and families, I also had to learn the muscle called entrepreneurship and how to create my own wealth and how to create funding for the program. And so today I can gratefully say that I have not stopped doing the work. It's been 17 years since I said yes, nonstop. There's not been one time that I've stopped over the last 17 years. I've never stopped doing this work with Motivating the Teen Spirit. Today, I am the master facilitator and director of the program here, Motivating the Teen Spirit, a division of Motivating the Masses. And I actually have been on my own journey through this whole process. While I'm working with youth and families, I've been discovering who Tia Ross is. And so that has been a unique walk. As I'm serving others, I realize that I've been serving myself through personal development as well.
Well, it's so true. I mean, we take our kids to MTS, you know, because they need help, right? You know, we're all mature and grown up. And, you know, and then next thing you know, you're tricked into being part of the meeting. And your life has just changed, you know. I mean, I really wish, rather than some of the craziness that we teach kids in school, that it would just be part of the curriculum in every school. It's so empowering and impactful.
Well, you know, that's the goal, Steve. You are right on it. What we teach is emotional literacy, and we've been doing it for these 17 years. And what's so amazing is now that all of the things that you see in the media around what's happening with our youth and the tragedy around our youth today and the things that they're up against, the one piece that everyone's starting to pay attention to is this word called emotional intelligence or emotional literacy. And what I love about it is that we've been teaching and providing emotional literacy for 17 years. What this is exactly what you just said. See, that's the goal, is to get it in schools across this world and in communities, because our school system works hard at all the literacies. Think about it, providing the literacies for our youth. English as a literacy, math, science, technology, geography, history as a literacy. But the one literacy that's missing in this recipe is emotional literacy. How do I deal with the pressures of life? How do I learn the skill to deal with things that happen in my life that I don't have control over? How do I continue to be successful in school or in my career life when challenges of life happen? And these have nothing to do with your socioeconomic background. You know, it's just life happens and there's no skill set. We're usually not taught the skill set. We usually have to learn it and look back at it and pass down wisdom. But there is an actual tool that is embedded in the work so that when no one else is around in the world and the things that are happening you don't have control over in your personal world get started, you have a tool inside of you to push past it so that you're successful regardless of your environment or situation.
Well, and the thing about it is that it's so much easier for the teens, or, you know, there's even a couple of kids, you know, back in February that were, you know, they were preteens, really. So much easier for them because, you know, their baggage is a couple of weeks or a couple of years as opposed to the 20, 30, 40 years of stuff that we as adults are carrying around. It's so true. You know, I mean, often when we talk about motivating the teen spirit, we're, of course, thinking about, you know, young adults, people from 12 to 18 years old. But the truth of the matter is that the curriculum of learning how to communicate properly and how to live in emotional integrity and emotionally literate is something that every single one of us needs. And we need refresher courses on it. Even when we're good at it, we need somebody to step on the outside and help walk us through being the best version of ourselves that we can be. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Steve Kidd, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. This is Steve Kidd. I'm here with Tia Ross. We are talking today about motivating the teen spirit in you. We're going to help you today to learn how to live a better version of yourself because you know how to communicate effectively and live in emotional integrity, and with emotional literacy. So, you know, you and I have been talking about it matter-of-factly, like everybody just knows what MTS teaches, but give people just a little peek. What's the easy 5-minute peek at motivating the team spirit that we could give people?
Oh, I got a good one. So the easy peek, think about it. So if you're listening right now, think about all of the negative conversations that you have in your head. Let me explain. The negative conversations that you constantly hear, that no one else can hear. Now, I know many of you listening are thinking, or some of you may be thinking, I think pretty positively. I'm a pretty optimistic person. I'm pretty positive in my thinking. However, what I know, is that there are times where you'll have a negative conversation that will creep up. It's like constantly playing there, and you don't recognize it's there. You don't recognize that it's playing low, almost like a radio turned down really low, and the volume, you know it's playing, but you can't hear it. And so that's sort of what our brain is like. It's like sometimes we have these negative messages that we made up when we were younger, that we heard, that we see from television, that we see from our society, and we tuck them away as if they're not there. And then all of a sudden, something happens that we don't have control over, and it's almost like the situation walked over to your brain and turned the volume button up as loud as it can go. Live example, I'm not good enough. I knew I am not good enough for whatever, you fill in the blank. Oh my goodness, I'm just like my ... you fill in the blank. You know, or how about the negative conversation that you tell yourself when someone compliments you? You look nice today. You're looking good. You're looking nice. You're looking healthy. And immediately you have a chatter that pops up and it starts combating and going against what they just said. Oh, no. You know, you immediately start to take away from the compliment. You know, think about the negative conversations that you receive when a bill comes and you realize, oh my goodness, the next wave of money is not coming in to the end of the month, and you keep finding this particular bill that keeps popping up and you've fallen short of it every month. And then there's a conversation around it. You see, I'm always going to be struggling. Man, it's one challenge after the next. Think of all the things that you constantly tell yourself and you don't realize you're telling yourself that. Now, some of you may have it all the way back to when you were a child like me. My negative chatter that constantly pops up in different instances is, I'm not good enough. You're not good enough for that. You're not. That's for them and not for you. They can make it and you can't. That's for someone else and you're not ready for it. You're not intelligent enough for it. You're not smart enough for it. All that stuff that we talk ourselves out of doing and out of being really great, you know, that's the negative chatter that's constantly there. And there is a way to actually create a different conversation so that when that negative chatter pops up in your mind and catches you off guard, you're able to press pause on the negative and press play on the powerful. We say powerful because the power that is needed to render the negative chatter powerless in your brain. So we use the word powerful. My powerful self-talk tells me. It's a piece of the lesson that we teach where you will then begin to create a more powerful conversation around your negative chatter that you constantly hear so that when you're not in the work, when you're out and about and life happens, and situations rise up, and all that negative chatter inside starts going off, you're able to press pause on it, and you'll be able to replace it with a powerful self-talk that you created in our workshop. And that powerful self-talk will then move you into a different energy and will take the power away from the negative. You know, our negative chatter talks us into doing some really crazy things. Think about it. Think about how your negative chatter in the past has talked you into making some really big mistakes. You know, think about how your negative chatter has talked you out of doing some really great things. You had a great idea. You were up next. You should have spoken up. But your negative chatter inside, and no one else heard it, just you, told you, don't speak up. They won't listen. They won't pay attention. You don't matter. Why would you say that? That's going to cause an issue. So all the stuff that we tell ourselves that gets in the way of our greatness. And so that's a little taste of a lesson that we do around emotional literacy in our rooms.
And then if everybody can imagine, you know, there is so much that you do with the kids where they just sit face to face and they have to both say the negative stuff as well as the positive stuff and begin to reinforce it on that. I want for everybody literally in the world to be forced. I know it wouldn't work that way, but to be forced to have to at least go to one of the events, you know, because it's just, it's so missing in society and so important that we, you know, that we engage with each other, you know, from an emotionally well point as opposed to, you know, all of us hitting each other over the head with our baggage we're carrying around.
Exactly. I'm such an advocate for this, having this skill set. And I'm like you, I wish everyone would go through it. As a matter of fact, the people in my life, I don't require it. However, I do share it as much as I can because I really do feel that whether or not you're a teen, a preteen, an adult, a professional, a business owner, whether or not you're listening and you're a service provider or a teacher, you work with youth, all of us need this particular skill. Even in our personal relationships, you know, how do we deal with communicating with each other at a level where we're communicating how we feel as opposed to showing how we feel through a negative behavior? You know, just be having the skill to communicate effectively on the messages that you're trying to get across to the loved ones in your life. You know, that in itself is has so much value.
So it brings up a good question for me. Why is it then, I mean, because it seems like it makes so much sense, but I know every single one of us struggles with then really growing in that area. Why do you think that is?
You know why? Because it requires you to stop and slow down. It is something that requires you to think about how our lives are already constructed. I mean, it has, even the youngest person has a schedule these days. So think about how our lives have schedules. You know, we wake up, we're off to school, to work, we're working on projects. We have things in between to get to. We have meetings. And then by the time we get home, we're exhausted. We lay down and we're doing all of this to survive and create wealth for ourselves. And the way that we've created our lifestyles is not one that we slow down to take the time to invest back in ourselves. And that is why I truly believe the idea of investing back into yourself is a big shift that you have to become aware of. You have to be enlightened. You have to, something has to grab your attention normally before you actually stop and realize that it's so important. You know, it's just human, our human nature. We're almost trained to constantly be in movement, and we never truly stop to check in with ourselves until we're forced to stop to do that type of work. So either it shows up in our health and it stops us, or someone passes away or a tragedy happens and it stops us in our tracks. You know, all of us on this call who are listening, you know, think of it as adults. We tend to be like this. Our life's constantly moving. We're in survival and living, and we don't truly stop until we're forced to stop, or we become aware of the fact of how important it is, so we make it our intention and give it the attention that it needs. And so, you know, that I think is just life, that really you have to be very intentional with the fact that you want to improve your self-development skills. And usually the yearning to do that comes from you being knocked down or a life situation coming along and wiping you off your feet, and you realize, you know what? Life is too short. I need to value myself. I need to love on my body. I need to love on the people in my life. You know, that's usually the path that it takes before it gets someone's attention.
Don't let yourself get to the place where you have a major calamity before you're ready to put yourself first. You know, it's so much better to make a point of continuing your own personal growth, your own personal development, and yes, even your own personal education as you go through life, rather than coming to a time of trauma and needing to find a way out. I encourage all of you to really, really think about that and think about some ways that you can get help. You know, motivating the teen spirit is such an amazing way to help every single one of us. I love what Tia was talking about pressing pause on the negative and pressing play on the powerful. I encourage some of you, I know there are some of you listening right now that you need somebody to help you and remind you right now, you need to push pause on that negative and you need to push some play on some powerful, because you've been sabotaging yourself. Hasn't been anything anybody else has been doing to you. It's been the chatter in your own head that's been messing up your own life. And now is the time to press pause on that negative chatter and play on the positive chatter so that you can begin to live a life that is powerful in every respect of your life. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back, this is Steve. I'm here with Tia Ross, and today we are here to motivate the team spirit in every single one of us. Now, specifically, motivating the team spirit does have an entire curriculum that works with teenagers and helps them make massive changes in their life. But I got to tell you, as an adult, having been at one of the sessions, it will rock your world, and it will make you a better person as well. I guarantee you that if you will latch a hold of what Tia is teaching us here, you will find yourself living a better life. And isn't that why we're here? Is because, yeah, we want to thrive in our business, but we really want to thrive in our life. If you could go back, and I'll let you pick when. And you could say to your younger self what you know now. If you knew then, what skill have you learned that you would do differently?
Oh, man, this is a good one for me. What if I knew then what I know now, I would take myself all the way back to 16. I was a teen mom. I became pregnant at 15, and I actually had my daughter at 16. And now that I look back, I was so, my mindset was probably so foggy, and I really didn't understand having sex outside of marriage, being my body being the temple or me. I didn't understand. I heard the messages, but it didn't mean anything to me. And so what meant more to me was someone paying attention to me, someone loving me, someone loving what I thought was love. You know, I didn't really understand it back then. But if I had a powerful self-talk back then, I would have talked myself into making better choices and not put myself in compromising situations that just led to me doing that. I don't regret it now. Thank God I've been able to be a very successful mom. And, of course, now that I look back on it, it's been a part of my saving grace that has placed me in the, you know, in the know for teens and keeps me going with my teenagers. However, had I had that skill set back then, about 16, 15, there's a whole lot of choices I would have made differently, and that would have been one that would have had a huge impact on me back then.
So our audience is a lot of them are moms, you know, moms that are entrepreneurs. And, you know, the nature of being a mom is overwhelming, to say the least.
yeah.
And then if you throw owning and running a business on top of that, you know, what do you say to them? Because I know all of them are going, okay, Tia, I totally want to do this. I don't have any more time for this. What do you say to them?
I am you. That's the first thing I'm going to say. I have three. I actually raised 2 older daughters, 26, 21, and I have a 9-year-old son right now. Through that process, I've owned 2 homes and built a restaurant from the ground up. During the first year of the opening of one of my restaurants in Atlanta, I became pregnant with my 3rd child. So I was pregnant, working 15-hour shifts sometimes on my feet while being pregnant, and still managing and running Motivating the Teen Spirit. And so I feel you. I am a mom entrepreneur. I've been one in the midst of all of it, and I currently am one. Even though my two girls are one's in college last year, the other one's in grad school, they're grown and gone. I have grandkids. Even though they're off doing that, I still have a 9-year-old son that I'm in tune with, responsible with, loving on, growing on, in the midst of me growing, motivating the teen spirit to a global awareness level. So I am you. That's the first thing I would say. Here's what I would tell you. Self-care. And I know we hear this over and over and over again. But I'm not just telling you this because I've heard it. I'm telling you because I live it. Self-care is the number one way to be successful with whatever it is that you're doing. All you moms who are listening, whatever business you have, it can only be as successful as you are. And so you are the direct line to the success of that business. Your peace of mind, your clarity in setting healthy boundaries in your relationships, your stress levels and your level of worrying have a direct impact on the success of your business. And it's funny because we sometimes think that stopping is going to slow down some money coming in, or stopping is going to set us back a few steps. So we're constantly moving fast. When in actuality, if you actually stop to pour back into yourself, you're pouring back into your business. You actually, I actually go through a whole process. I coach about 10 people a year and have about 5 currently who are all moms and women who are entrepreneurs, and they're very successful. And do you want to know the number one piece that I start with all of these successful women, and some of them are millionaires? I start with time management. In my personal development coaching, I actually start with time management. My purpose for it is not that you're not being efficient with your time. My purpose for it is because almost 90% of the time, that particular mom or woman who's an entrepreneur has a bunch of stuff, believe it or not, that they are not accomplishing for themselves. The business is one thing, but they all have some things. For example, I can share one of them now, right? It's just at the top of my head. One of her goals for coming up this year, as she's setting goals with me for 2016, is to create more time with her friends, have more friend time, like downtime with her friends where she's doing nothing else but having fun with girls, and also getting to bed by 11 p.m. And there's no way that you as an entrepreneur will get the things done that you want to get done outside of that business if it's not in a system that you are intentional about carving out. Just like you're intentional about building that business, you got to be just as intentional with goals around taking time out for yourself and not feeling guilty. Actually taking a nap in the middle of the day when your body is telling you to do that. Ooh, I can go on and on about this topic here. Because you don't know how many times I've had to shift the way I was doing things, even during times where I'm creating a book or a product where it would require me to be up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning because that's my creative time. Well, if I'm up at 3 and 4, I may get 3 hours of work in before the average work day gets started for people. So that means I'm running out of fuel at about 12 when people are taking lunch because I've already worked a full work day, according to regular society. So I need a nap. And there was a time in my life where I would not take a nap. And then when I did, I felt guilty about it. So I know if you're listening to this call, you can relate. If you're a mom entrepreneur or a woman entrepreneur that has other people she has to care for, I get everything that you're going through. And I would say self-care is the number one piece that you've got to pay attention to, be intentional about, and that's going to have a direct relationship to the success of your business.
I read a book many years ago, actually, In fact, my kids weren't even teenagers yet when I read it, but I was working as a youth pastor, so I needed some insight. And it was Dr. Naramore, and he said the perfect way to raise children is to, when the child gets out of, into the terrible twos, basically, to put them in a box with a hole in it, you know, to feed them through. And then when they become teenagers, plug the hole. And it always stuck with me because, you know, there is that transition when our sweet, wonderful little children are turning from those people that are running up to us constantly, giving us hugs and kisses, to those people that, you know, you say hi to them and they get upset with us and explode like Kitty Kaboom, you know. And I think it's important for us to know that you're not alone, you know, that there are resources, there are people that know how to and that love your teens, and that it's okay that you're struggling, but it's okay also to ask for help.
Yeah, you got to ask for help because it's inevitable. Like what you are describing is normal teenage behavior. It is going to happen. Like in one shape or form, it's coming out because it's a natural part of growing up. And, you know, we need to be loved on as parents because a lot of times we'll guilt ourselves into feeling bad because of some behavior that our teenager does. And then it causes contention and energy and frustration. And it's a cycle. So you got to reach out as a parent and know that you're not alone. And all you could think about when you were that age, think about the attitude and the trouble. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, I was the good kid. I didn't give my parents any trouble. But I bet if you ask them, they could pinpoint a time when you gave them an attitude or when you made they had to stop what they were doing to, intercede for you. So there is definitely, you know, it should definitely be looked at, like you said, where you're reaching out for help because all of us need that. We all need that sense of support, sometimes just to simply know that we're not crazy.
So to quote the program, it's impossible right now with the mic in front of me and the headset on to stand up, but I virtually am standing up and I definitely have two hands up. And for people who don't know what that means, you know, I mean, if you agree, you know, you can put up one hand. And if you really agree, you can put up two hands. And if you really, really agree, you can stand up. You know, and if you're a teen and you can still do it, you can also jump up on top of the chair. Some of us, that'd be dangerous these days. But so for the people who have even the one hand up, but definitely the people who are, you know, jumping up and down with both hands up, Tia, what resources, what can they do? How can we help them?
Well, first of all, you can, our workshops that you're speaking of, Motivating the Teen Spirit workshops, are available 3 times a year in San Diego. You can go to www.motivatingtheteenspirit.com, register there. We have a workshop in March, one in July, and then one in November. Those workshops are consistent, and they are standing workshops that happen in San Diego. Now, if you can't get here, in between the workshops, we actually do travel to other communities. So those are just the 3 that we put on here in our own hometown. However, we travel to communities. So if you're listening and it's something very interesting to you and you're thinking you might want to look deeper into how do I get involved with getting Motivating Teen Spirit to my community? You can also look on our website. You'll just click on the Tia Ross, tia@motivatingtheteenspirit.com, set up a time to talk with me, and I can talk to you about what it would take to be a host or to connect us to a youth organization, a youth ministry, a school, a nonprofit, or a community member that might want to bring the work to your community. So we actually do that as well. We have, you can also talk to me through my email about parent coaching or family coaching. I only have so many slots a year, and since we're coming up on 2016, I would love to talk to any of you that may be interested in that. Again, right on our website, motivatingtheteamspirit.com. You'll go to Tia at motivatingtheteamspirit.com. Email me for some personal time. This is a sensitive issue. We'd love to spend time with you. There's no cookie cutter, you know, situation. Everyone has different dynamics that cause challenges for them. So I like to touch you one-on-one when I talk to you to see what the best plan is for you.
You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Well, I think it's important to mention, too, that I don't even know what is the percentage now. I mean, I know a lot of the teams that you guys work with are sponsored by other people.
Mm-hmm. 80%. So 80% of our youth are sponsored in. There's a 10 to 20% of families that can afford the work, and they pay for it. As a result of that, it allows the families who cannot afford it to receive scholarships. So we have corporate sponsors. We have philanthropists. So if you're listening and this is a heart connection for you, the importance of the future of our youth, their emotional state, the emotional state of our country. If that is a heart project for you or something that you would like to be a part of and support it, just know that 80% of our workshops are scholarship in. So we actually have foundations, corporate sponsors, individuals that just like to give. We even have on our website, if you go to motivatingteamspirit.com, you'll see some angel wings there. We call you a second chance angel. You'll click the donate button, and it will walk you through actually donating so that a group of one and or three or a group of five or a group home could be sponsored in. We work with the homeless community. We work with the foster care community. We also work with teen leaders in the world. So your not just your financial backing, but your time, if you like to volunteer, email me. We really rely on volunteers. So while 80% of our room is sponsored or scholarshiped in, we also have 15 to 20 volunteers at all times in our youth room. So time, talent, resources, and treasure, your stories, your experiences, they all make our program a success.
Well, and I mean, from the very first we knew we could, Kathy and I have sponsored it and will continue to.
It's, yes.
You know, it's one of the things that we love the most. And the fact that that it's taken this long for me to get T on the show is not because it isn't like almost number one on our priority list. It's just, you know, she's busy, I'm busy, you know. But
yes,
we love you guys so much. I really encourage some of you that are listening. I mean, I know because I've talked to some of you. You know, and some of you are my family members, you know, this is worth it. You know, the little bit of money that it takes to provide such an enormous impact on a person's life, you know, it is so worth it. You know, even as small as the CDs that you have available,
yes,
that the kids can listen to so they can, you know, practice what they learned at home, or do the CDs work?
Exactly.
If you haven't been to the conference first, would it work as a standalone?
It does. It does work. We actually, a lot of people, the lessons, there are two lessons on that CD, Powerful Self-Talk, and it's Powerful Communication and Self-Talk. They're both on that CD. And we have people purchase them all the time. If you have not been to a workshop, you can purchase those. The other, what Steve is referring to is what we like to do is gift the youth and families that have come through the work a CD to take home with them so that the work continues when they're not with us. It's also great to send a youth home with it that does not go home to a regular house. So our homeless youth, our foster care youth who need to continue the work, and then there are youth who come without their parents, and they're just normal families like mine, like yours, and they're, you know, good families, and they just need the work. And sometimes our youth will say, ooh, I want to take that CD home. I'm going to share it with my brother. I'm going to share it with my mom. So we really do like to put in the hands of our youth the actual CD. So any of your donations go towards not just them coming through the work, but Steve is right, it also goes towards them taking pieces of our products home with them to share.
Yeah, that's motivatingtheteamspirit.com.
Yep.
You know, there is really probably not much else I can think of in the world that you could do that can have as dramatic of a real impact on the world as what any amount that you can donate to that would do. It is just, it's so hugely impactful. There's no way we can give you in words on radio the change that can be made in people's lives from this program.
Wow, I thank you. You are so right, Steve. To date, we have touched the lives of over 250,000 youth and families. Over the last 17 years, we've prevented over 3,800 teen suicides. We stopped counting the number of families that we put together, and we have placed over 2,000 550 youth back into the school systems that were talking about dropping out or that did drop out and needed to go back. Mm. So all of everyone's time, talent, resources, your treasures, your connections, all of that makes a big impact when we're looking at changing the lives of our youth and our future.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, I could take a whole hour show just encouraging people that they should participate, go donate, all those kind of things. Well, Tia,
yeah.
I know that as a master facilitator, one of the things that is right close to your heart is making sure that we leave people in action. So let's give everybody one thing that they can do specifically, they could start doing right now that could improve their emotional intelligence.
Ooh, I got a good one for you. Okay, here we go. You're at the beginning of the year, getting ready to be at the beginning of 2016. If you don't already have this, I'm going to tell you to make this a family project. Have everyone in your household, including you, individually sit down or throughout the week, write down words that represent the family and write down words that represent themselves. So if you had a sheet of paper, gave everybody in the family a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle. On one side, you'll write family. On the other side, write me, the word me. And so what I'm going to have you do is to jot down characteristics, words that come to mind that your family stands for or that you stand for and that you represent. Love, joy, wealth, wisdom, experiences, testimony. What would you say you stand for in the world? Like, what word represents you in the world? And you put that under the me column. You may have five of them or one or two or three. It doesn't matter how many. And then on the other side, you write down what words represent your family to you. Okay, what is it? Bonding? Is it love? Is it perseverance? Is it moving through hard times together? Is it we stick together? Like, what is that? When you're done, come together at the table, put all those papers together, get a highlighter, and you all highlight the commonality in the category of family. And then highlight some commonalities around your category. And then you're going to put the words that are common together and create a family mission statement. Create a pillar for what your family will be known for as individuals and as a family unit. I'm going to leave that exercise for you guys to do to start off the beginning of your year. It will be a barometer throughout the year. So when things get crazy and the storms come and you get to move in and life starts happening, you all have that posted around the house. And you're able to go back to it and refer to it and say, you know what, during these times, our family stands for unity. Our family stands for sticking together. Whatever that is that your family stands for, because you will then become a family that's known for that. What is the legacy that you want your family to leave? What is the legacy that you want to leave as an individual? What is the heart print that you will leave on this earth when you leave, as an individual and as a family unit? That's what I have for you to think about around when it comes to acknowledging who you are and moving through what you have to do on this earth together.
That is so awesome. I want to run out and do it right now, and I'm actually home alone. That's great. Tia, thank you so much. I know that it's approaching Christmas time and stuff's crazy and all that, but I really appreciate that we can finally get a chance to be able to sit down and talk, both about you personally as well as about motivating the teen spirit. Thanks so much for spending the time with us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
And again, I encourage everybody, go to motivatingtheteenspirit.com. Find ways that you can engage. You will be glad that you did.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward